The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, it's been reported in the Irish Independent this morning that a car rental company in Northern Ireland has witnessed a 550% increase in inquiries in the last year, largely driven by tourists looking to save on car hire costs, which are astronomical south of the border. Now, the costs in the Republic has been under the spotlight in recent months. Many people have been given really ridiculous quotes. So I'm joined now by Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie, and to find out what effect it's having on the tourist industry. Michael Vaughan, owner of Vaughan Lodge Hotel in Lahinch. Good morning and welcome to you both. First of all, we go to Michael just to get the feeling on the ground. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, have you had people complaining, God, we'd love to tour Clare, but we can't get a car?
Well, I've had people who had booked last minute bookings from America for 3-4 nights and cancelled because they just couldn't afford to rent a car here. And that's happened to me twice in the last number of weeks. I've had some Canadian guests stay, and they were quoted €7,000 for 7 days rental of a 6 or 8 seater minibus. And I had a guest during the week who had a group that diminished in size, and they're no longer required a bus. But when they went to rent, it was costing €500 a day. And the tour operator then went to Scotland, bought a Mercedes, gave them the Mercedes with a driver for their tour, and it was cheaper than renting the car.
Which is a crazy situation. Now, I presume you're still doing very well this summer because the country's awash with tourists.
Oh, indeed it is. But you know, if even people are saying hotel prices going up, my own prices have gone up by 15% since 2019. So it's a perfect year, actually, Pat, for business. We could be doing better, but we are doing really well.
Yeah, and also the dollar and the euro almost at parity, just a few cents in it. So that makes Ireland actually quite affordable for Americans.
Oh, indeed it does. And really this year, what you're looking for, the big bounce that people are looking for is the discretionary vacation where people are deciding, gosh, we could afford a vacation. Let's look at a few options. And they look to Ireland, and then we're coming up just too high in price in a lot of cases. But the people who have booked over the longer term have got a better deal, obviously, because they booked 2-3 years out and prices were more stable then.
Mm. So the car hire, it is causing you some problems, not to the point of destruction, but at the same time, people might say, well, I'm not going there ever again because of the price of car hire.
We have the reputational damage that is being done at the moment, that we don't have an adequate stock of rental vehicles, and that will damage us in the years ahead if we don't resolve it.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. That's Michael Vaughan, owner of Vaughan Lodge Hotel in Lahinch. Now, Shane was listening to that. Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, this is an extraordinary situation because there's no doubt about it. This is price gouging. You can say supply and demand, but it doesn't look like the car rental people are competing with each other at all. They're just upping the price because of supply.
Morning, Pat. I'd stop short of accusing people of price gouging, but there's certainly something going on and we need to look into it.
Why wouldn't you call it price gouging? Because that's what it is.
It certainly appears that way, and I'm not trying to defend the industry in any way. I think it needs to be looked into because it just seems out of touch with what's happening in the rest of Europe. Just because there's a lack of supply of cars, which is a real situation in Ireland right now, and just because the car hire industry sold off 50% of their fleet because they didn't need them during the pandemic, and now they need to recapitalize, I think is the phrase that's being used. That seems a bit unfair to be putting all of that on the customers. Now, obviously, they're private businesses. You can't force them to keep their prices low. But as you pointed out there, it's not like there is major competition. They're all priced high now in Ireland.
You may say you can't force them, but we have in the rental pressure zones, we have the rate of increase capped by government. And they're private businesses, so why can't we do the same to the car rental people? I mean, they made the mistake, and I can understand it. They sold off fleets because they saw them getting getting old before their eyes and depreciating before their eyes, and they reduce their fleets to rock bottom. And lo and behold, when they have to increase their fleets because of a chip shortage, there's a manufacturing shortage of cars.
Yeah, that's right. But I still don't really understand how that leads to such a dramatic increase in the cost of car hire. They're, you know, if they don't have enough cars, fine. They don't have enough cars. They just can't. They can't supply enough cars. But what seems to be happening is they're just putting the prices up. So they have less cars.
They're saying we used to have 500 cars and we charged X for them, and that gave us a profit of Y. Now we've only 100 cars, so we're going to charge Z just to keep our profit at Y.
That is certainly what it feels like. And it's completely unfair on people that need to hire cars. And I think the big point here, the key point of this whole story, this feature, is that it's going to damage tourism. That with that and the mess in Dublin Airport with queuing, there's going to be people coming here and going, oh, I don't know about Ireland. And they're going to be going back to America or Canada or Europe going, do you know what? Ireland isn't a great place to go for a holiday. The car hire is ridiculously expensive. It's a nightmare to get through Dublin Airport. I think this is something we need to look at.
And I presume then, because they're using existing fleets or the skeleton of existing fleets they had, that it's not even a brand new car.
I don't have any personal experience of that right now here. I mean, I've seen some hire cars around that are a bit older than usual, but I suspect, you know, that they do have new cars as well. Just in terms of affordability and how they work with the manufacturers, that makes sense. I wouldn't worry so much about that. It's purely the availability. And clearly, tourists can't believe it until the last moment. I think that is perhaps where the big, huge prices that we're seeing quoted are coming from.
Yeah. So going north of the border to hire a car, how practical is that?
It's an interesting question. Before I came on, I went online actually and did a bit of research, and using the same companies, big name companies, checked out prices from Belfast and Dublin, and there's a significant difference for the car hire. You know, same situation, same manufacturer, same car hire company, and just look at the same period of time, going to and from the same airport. So from Dublin Airport, I think I picked like a golf-sized car a week at the end of June, and it was something like €1,400. For the same period, same car class in Belfast, it was just over half, so it was about €700. And that's a huge difference. So, you know, it'll probably encourage some people to fly through Belfast, for example. And then perhaps, you know, they might just decide, well, we're in the north now. Should we look around the Northern Ireland instead of our original plan, which was perhaps the south? So these are the things that will be very hard to capture in data. We won't know that damage has been done. People will just book the north and we will never know about it.
Yeah. The Car Rental Council of Ireland's response, the Chief Executive Paul Redmond says, I don't have data, but I think there must be more cars up the north. But down here, the market forces are different. Our council does not decide prices. The market forces determine the price of different operators. So they're saying,
the phrase market force there seems to suggest supply and demand. It's a capitalist society. We can charge what we can get away with. That's what that phrase means to me.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's nothing other than price gouging. There's no doubt it doesn't cost the amount of money they're charging to put one of those cars on the road, not even close. And yet that's what they are looking for. I mean, if you're talking about 500 a day and you do it for the entire month of August, 30 days, you're looking at 15 grand's worth of rental, and the car might only have cost that. And you get the money back in a month. Okay, there are insurances and other things, but that's a back of the envelope calculation, which actually indicates the level of price gouging that is going on. Shane, thank you very much for joining us. Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.